The show is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3, Thursday edition. Your show. You take control. Bring us anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. Do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich right now at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. So we go to the phones, do the fun to start things off here. Let's go to Brett in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call in again tonight and try to talk about Jesus Camp, the movie. But first, real quick, I have another kind of short thing to begin with. I went downtown today. I dread going downtown because of all the government down there. I was just at the record store. I was going to meet my girlfriend for dinner as I was leaving. And basically, as I left, you know, it's all parallel parking downtown.
Right.
There was a cop parked directly to the left of me, and there was a car directly in front of me and behind me. This cop,
so you were the curb was to the right of you, and so you were boxed in. The cop
I was completely boxed in, and it was absolutely unnecessary because in front of the car that was in front of me and behind the car that was behind me were completely open parking spots. But for some reason, this cop, you know, going on his mission, I don't know, he got called down there for something because his lights were going, and I heard the siren on as he passed. But you know, he just for some reason decided to park right there, so I couldn't get out. So I'm waiting in my car for about 10 minutes because, what can you do? You can't do anything. Waiting in my car for about 10 minutes, the cop comes out of the building, and he goes, am I in your way? And I politely said, yeah, could you please move your car? I really need to leave. And he goes, oh, yeah, hang on just a minute. And then he walks back into the building for about 5 minutes and then finally comes out and moves his car. Thinking, what an idiot. I mean, that's, I don't really have much, that's the end of the story.
I'm curious about why he was there in the first place. I'm just shocked he didn't out with a box of donuts in his hands or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, he's probably just doing some bureaucratic work. I don't know,
right.
But anyway.
And he's a cop, so he gets to park wherever he wants. Isn't that nice?
Exactly. Well, it was in the middle of a lane. He was completely blocking the entire right lane.
I hate it when they do that, and I don't see it around here a lot, but I just don't get out a lot, so that's probably why. But I used to see it a lot down in Florida, is when the police will there's a two-lane road, and they'll pull somebody over in the right lane, blocking 50% of the road, when they could have gone 50 feet down the road and turned into a parking lot and done their little ticketing business there. But oh no, they're here to protect and serve right there in the middle of the road.
And you know, in a lot of places, there's a law against, you know, if you have two lanes, there's a law against being in the lane closest to the cop when they're giving out tickets there on the side of the road. I mean, that's obstructing traffic.
Yep.
And it seems so crazy to me. Why don't they just pull over into parking lots so everybody's safer?
How many cops
have been killed out there on the road?
There's been a few that have been injured, for sure.
Exactly.
So, Jesus Camp.
Jesus Camp. I watched this movie last night, and for people who aren't familiar with it, it's basically a documentary that follows some evangelical Christians. Basically, the movie kind of takes place in a suburb of Kansas City, and then goes up to, I believe it was North Dakota, where they hold this Jesus camp. I don't know what the actual name of it is, but and I don't know. I really don't even know what to take from it. I mean, when I was watching it, as the movie kind of went on, I was getting sick to my stomach. I mean,
why?
It's that bad. The indoctrination of these kids reminded me of those old World War II videos that you see of school children in Nazi Germany. I mean, there was a point in the movie where the woman who was doing the preaching or whatever she does, the room is filled with, you know, these 10-year-old kids, and she goes, how many of you would be willing to give up your lives for God? And these kids just ecstatically raised their hand and started screaming, yes, I would. And I was just, I don't know, man. I can't believe it.
It looks pretty scary to me. The preview looked really frightening. I mean, you're basically bearing out what I expected. It's essentially just a movie that documents the indoctrination of these young Christian children, and just shows how heavy duty they lay it on these kids, well, and that they just, you know, that's how they are expected to respond, and that is how they will respond in that particular
case. All kids are indoctrinated with whatever they're indoctrinated with.
I'd like to indoctrinate them to think critically about the things that they're told. Well, that seems like a good thing to indoctrinate
kids
with.
I would concur, but many people want them raised in whatever fashion.
To be good little Christian soldiers who will die for Jesus, whatever that means. Which of course,
exactly.
means if George Bush says it, that must mean you're dying for Jesus, right? Weren't they worshiping a picture of George Bush or something at one point?
That reminds me of that. Yes, that part in the movie. They had a like life-size, you know, those cardboard statues that you can get, a life-size statue of George Bush, and these kids flocked to this thing, and they were putting their hands on it and praying and started crying and speaking in tongue. It was just the most bizarre thing.
Isn't that false idolatry? Isn't that a violation of Christianity?
They have so many freaking rules that contradict themselves. I don't even know. But I will say, the one thing I will say is the film did a very good job at being neutral about the entire thing. I mean, they didn't sway you to think one way or the other, but after, you know, through watching it, you realize just how ridiculous it all is.
But you have to understand that if you were to sit a Christian evangelical down to watch that movie, they would be very pleased with that film. They wouldn't think it's ridiculous at all. They would think this is wonderful. This is great. Oh, we're so happy this film has gotten out there. So it's like, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder as far as what the meaning of the film was.
Yep. And the funny part was they had Ted Haggard in there who, I guess the film was actually filmed before that whole scandal broke out. And it was funny. One of the kids went up to meet him because he was preaching at one of his mega churches, and it was just seemed like he was all into this little kid. He was like, "Oh yeah, that's a nice name. I like your name." It cracked me up. But
anyway, you don't want to know what to say. You wonder what was going through his mind at the time. Thanks for the call, Brett. We appreciate it. You're looking confused, Mark. Ted Haggard was the evangelical Christian leader who recently was discovered to be a gay man who enjoys a little meth from time to time.
You know, I forget these news stories. Just so many names come and go.
Let's go to Charlie in New Mexico. You're on the Amplifier line, Charlie. Hello.
Hey, I've got a short story about cops and red light cameras.
All right.
This is from the Associated Press, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Cameras at intersections here have caught 29 police cars speeding or running red lights last month. A preliminary investigation found that the officers were not responding to emergency calls, a police spokesman said.
Imagine that.
But the good part of all this is the officer's car will be caught, and they'll be fined.
Really? They're actually going to make the police officers pay for breaking the law?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. How about that, Mark? Those red light cameras are good for something after all.
In police cars or in their own cars?
In police cars. Actually, one of my wife's co-workers' husband is a cop who got busted with this.
That's excellent. Thanks for the news, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Huh. A ticket in a police car.
Yeah.
That baffles me.
Wait, what baffles you?
That they would give a ticket to a police officer in a police car.
Somebody must have caught him. I mean, somebody on the inside must have released the news to a news agency or something like that. You'd think normally they would have shut that one down and kept it quiet.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened behind the scenes with that. 800-259-9231.
So most towns aren't doing that.
It confirms what so many people have thought about the police, and that is that when they want to speed, they flip on the overheads, and they put the pedal to the metal. It doesn't matter if there's a call. It doesn't matter if they're actually going somewhere that they need to be a first responder to.
Who's
going to
check on it?
Well, apparently somebody finally did. You take control of the airways toll-free. 800-259-9231. Coming up, global warming. Now, this has been a controversial topic from day one, and there are people that are claiming up and down that there's no more debate, it's over, this is it, there is global warming, and here are the facts. Well, what about the facts? In fact, the Telegraph from the United Kingdom has Christopher Mockton, I guess he's some sort of a scientist guy, he appears to have credibility, talking about why it is that, well, the facts have apparently been a little bit manipulated.
Okay.
When it comes to this whole global warming thing. We'll explore. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. And as it turns out, as you'll find out here, they've sort of just conveniently left out information that might have been interesting to this whole global warming picture. What portion did they leave out? Let's just say it happened in the Middle Ages. Find out what that means. Coming up, this is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring us anything. 800-259-9231, the packet 8, toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners await you. There's over several dozen ladies there with their validated photo. Women who have taken the time to send us a picture that proves that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Climate chaos, don't believe it, says the Telegraph. Christopher Monckton writing here. Last week, Gordon Brown and his chief economist both said global warming was the worst market failure ever. That loaded soundbite suggests that the climate change scare is less about saving the planet than, in Jacques Chirac's chilling phrase, creating world government. This week and next, I'll reveal how politicians, scientists, and bureaucrats contrived a threat of biblical floods, droughts, plagues, and extinctions worthier of St. John the Divine than of science. Sir Nicholas Stern's report on the economics of climate change, which was published last week, says the debate is over. It isn't. There are more greenhouse gases in the air than there were, so the world should warm a bit, but that's as far as the consensus goes. After the recent hysteria, you may not find the truth easy to believe. So, he references all of his detailed calculations and references, and a link that we're going to post this article at the bulletin board system so you can see it for yourself. The Royal
Society...
Sounds
important, actually. It sounds like this guy may be debunking everything.
Yeah, he's really done some research. The Royal Society says there's a worldwide scientific consensus. It brands apocalypse deniers as paid lackeys of coal and oil corporations. I declare my interest. I once took the taxpayer's shilling and advised Margaret Thatcher on scientific scams and scares. Alas, not a red cent from Exxon. In 1988, James Hansen, a climatologist, told the U.S. Congress that temperature would rise by 0.3 degrees Celsius.
Which is not even a degree Fahrenheit. It's basically a degree Fahrenheit.
By the end of the century. Now, this was back in 1988. That was a prediction. It actually rose 0.1 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
And that sea level would rise several feet, which it only rose an inch. The UN set up a transnational bureaucracy called the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC. The UK taxpayer unwittingly...
I'd like to get on that panel because it's just got to be some
sweet cash.
Easy check.
Yeah, the UK taxpayer unwittingly meets the entire cost of its scientific team, which in 2001 produced the Third Assessment Report, a Bible-length document presenting apocalyptic conclusions well beyond previous reports. So I will show, he says this week, I'll show how the UN undervalued the sun's effects on historical and contemporary climate, slashed the natural greenhouse effect, overstated the past century's temperature increase, repealed a fundamental law of physics, and tripled the man-made greenhouse effect. And then he tells what he's going to do next week, which isn't in this article, so I won't bother. So, to the scare. First, the UN implies that carbon dioxide ended the last four ice ages. It displays two 450,000-year graphs, a sawtooth curve of temperature, and a sawtooth of airborne CO2 that's scaled to look similar. Now, usually, similar curves are superimposed upon one another for comparison. The UN didn't do that. If it had, the truth would have shown. The changes in temperature preceded the changes in CO2 levels.
Mm.
So everybody claims that an increase in CO2 is what's causing global warming, right? That's what's causing the Earth to get warmer. But if you take both graphs and overlay them upon one another...
The warming produces more carbon dioxide.
That's what the real data shows. Mm. And the UN produced that data. They just kept them separate so nobody would have thought to make that comparison.
Inconvenient. It doesn't help them
doesn't
to
help
grow their worldwide government.
Their bureaucracy, yes. Next, the UN abolished the medieval warm period. It's the global warming at the end of the first millennium A.D. In 1995, David Deming, a geoscientist at the University of Oklahoma, had written an article reconstructing 150 years of North American temperatures from borehole data. He later wrote, quote, "With the publication of the article in Science, I gained significant credibility in the community of scientists working on climate change. They thought I was one of them, someone who would pervert science in the service of social and political causes.
Mm.
One of them let his guard down. A major person working in the area of climate change and global warming sent me an astonishing email that said, quote, 'We have to get rid of the medieval warm period.' So they did. Huh. The UN's second assessment report in 1996 showed a 1,000-year graph demonstrating that temperature in the Middle Ages was warmer than it was today. Remember, this was in 1996, the second assessment report.
Now, how do they know what the temperatures were in the Middle Ages? Does he ever go into that?
He goes into...
It's got to be rocks, right?
There are several geological factors. He goes into one of them here in a moment. But the 2001 report contained a new graph. So, remember, 1996 showed that the Middle Ages was warmer than it was today.
Right.
But in 2001, 5 years later, all of a sudden, there's a new graph with no medieval warm period.
Poof.
It wrongly concluded that the 20th century was the warmest for 1,000 years. Mm. The graph looked like an ice hockey stick in that the wrongly flat AD 1000 to 1900 temperature line was the shaft of the stick, and then the uptick from 1900 to 2000 was the blade. So they made it look like, oh, nothing's really changing here for 900 years, and then all of a sudden in 100 years it just shot straight up, right? Or close to straight up.
Yeah, it went up.
Here's how they did it. They gave one technique for reconstructing pre-thermometer temperature 390 times more weight than any other. See, they have different techniques.
Ah.
And they didn't tell anybody that they gave it that much more weight. Now, the technique they overweighted was one which the UN's 1996 report had said was an unsafe method. Measurement of tree rings from bristlecone pines. Tree rings are wider in warmer years. But pine rings are also wider when there's more carbon dioxide in the air. It's plant food, after all. This carbon dioxide fertilization distorts the calculations. They said they had included 24 data sets going back to 1400. Well, without saying so, they left out the set showing the medieval warm period, tucking it into a folder marked censored data.
Huh.
They used a computer model to draw the graph from the data, but scientists later found that the model almost always drew hockey sticks, even if they fed in random electronic red noise. The entire thing was designed to make it look like all the warming happened in the last 100 or so years.
Wow.
Now, the large full-color hockey stick graph was the key graph in the UN's 2001 report, and the only one to appear 6 times. In fact, the Canadian government copied it to every household. 4 years passed before a leading scientific journal would publish the truth about the graph. Now, do you think the UN or the Canadian government apologized?
Heck no.
No way.
It's the same with the EPA study on smoking.
Yep. No apologies.
Once the government puts out this contrived nonsense, not only do they not apologize, it, retract, or anything like that, it pretty much becomes law anyway.
Sure.
I mean, even though it's been
debunked.
They
use it to make law.
Yeah.
So, even though it's been debunked, the UN, not only did they not apologize, but they still use the graph in today's publications. Even after it was exposed, scientific papers apparently confirming its abolition of the medieval warm period appeared. The U.S. Senate asked independent statisticians to investigate. They found that the graph was meretricious and that known associates of the scientist who'd compiled it had written many of the papers supporting its conclusion. So, translation, the scientists that very dishonestly compiled this graph had friends who wrote articles that said, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right on. Oh, yeah, no problem here. Coming up, more on global warming, and it's farce. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. And that includes the bulletin board system, over 140,000 posts await you, over 1,300 people interacting, fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find it all being discussed, and it's free again at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com.
So we're talking about global warming and how it is that there's been a little bit, just a little bit, of dishonesty on the part of many so-called scientists who are advocating the creation of a global government, a UN, more global rules on emissions and warming and environmental controls and that sort of thing. They've got an agenda, and they want to push it. And this whole global warming idea gives them the ability to push their agenda. And according to the Telegraph from the United Kingdom and the scientist that's writing his article, Christopher Monckton, he's got all his data, he's got all his references cited here, so if you don't believe what we're saying, then we're going to post this link on the BBS. And you can take a look at it for yourself. But as he points out, according to the UN's 2001 report, there's this fake graph that they made up. Because what they did was they eliminated what's called the medieval warm period. As it turns out, during medieval times, it was warmer than it is today.
Hmm.
And the UN just decided to wipe that whole part out of their graph. And they used some very tricky methods in order to do that. And that's what he's been revealing so far.
They're not even tricky. They're deceptive.
Deliberately deceptive. The UN, echoed by Stern, says the graph wasn't important. Well, it is. Scores of scientific papers show that the medieval warm period was real, global, and up to 3 degrees Celsius warmer than it is now.
That's like 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it is. Then there were no glaciers in the tropical Andes. Today, they're there. There were Viking farms in Greenland.
That's right.
Now, they're under permafrost. There was little ice at the North Pole. A Chinese naval squadron sailed right round the Arctic in 1421 and found none. the Antarctic, which holds 90% of the world's ice and nearly all of its 160,000 glaciers, has cooled and gained ice mass in the past 30 years, reversing a 6,000-year melting trend. Data from the 6,000 boreholes worldwide show global temperatures were higher in the Middle Ages than now. And the snows of Kilimanjaro are vanishing not because summit temperature is rising, it isn't, but because post-colonial deforestation has dried the air. Al Gore, please note. In some places, it was also warmer than now in the Bronze Age and in Roman times. It wasn't CO2 that caused those warm periods. It was, drumroll please, the sun. So the UN adjusted the math and all but extinguished the sun's role in today's warming. Here's how they did it. The UN dated its list of forcings, that is, influences on temperature, from 1750, when the sun and consequently air temperature was almost as warm as it is now. But its start date for the increase in world temperature was 1900, when the sun and temperature were much cooler. Every forcing produces climate feedbacks, making temperature rise faster. For instance, as temperature rises in response to a forcing, the air carries more water vapor, the most important greenhouse gas, and polar ice melts, increasing heat absorption. Up goes the temperature again. The UN more than doubled the base of forcings from greenhouse gases to allow for climate feedbacks. It didn't do the same for the base solar forcing. They just had two, essentially saying they had two separate methods for what should have been the same, the sun, the solar versus the climate feedbacks. 2 centuries ago, the astronomer William Herschel was reading Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations when he noticed that quoted grain prices fell when the number of sunspots rose. Gales of laughter ensued. But he was right. At solar maxima, when the sun was at its hottest and sunspots showed, temperature was warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Grain grew faster and prices fell. Such observations show that even small solar changes can affect climate detectably. But recent solar changes have been big. Sam Solansky, a solar physicist, that's appropriate, right? Last name Solansky, be a solar physicist?
I guess.
Says that in the past half century, the sun has been warmer for longer than at any time in the past 11,400 years. That's a long time period. Contributing a base forcing equivalent to a quarter of the past century's warming. That's before adding in climate feedbacks like greenhouse gases, that sort of thing. The UN expresses its heat energy forcings in watts per square meter per second. It estimates that the sun caused just 0.3 watts of forcings in 1750. Begin in 1900 to match the temperature start date, and the base solar forcing more than doubles to 0.7 watts. Multiply by 2.7, which the Royal Society suggests is the UN's current factor for climate feedbacks, and you get 1.9 watts, more than 6 times the UN's figure. So, the sun essentially had a much larger role in whatever warming's happening than the UN wants to admit.
I see.
So, we aren't in control of what goes on in the sun. No amount of puttering around in your little cars is going to have an effect on that.
Nope. All the beef-producing cattle out there, all their flatulence, that doesn't have anything to do with the sun.
So, minimize the sun, shove that to the side. It's not really a factor, even though, according to this guy, it is. So the entire 20th century warming from all sources was below 2 watts. The sun could have caused just about all of it. Next, the UN slashed the natural greenhouse effect by 40% from 33 degrees Celsius in the climate physics textbooks to 20 degrees Celsius, making the man-made additions appear bigger. Then the UN chose the biggest 20th century temperature increase it could find. Stern says, quote, "As anticipated by scientists, global mean surface temperatures have risen over the past century." As anticipated? Only 30 years ago, scientists were anticipating a new ice age and writing books.
I told you, it's the first person that's ever corroborated this with me.
What do you mean?
This guy is talking about the new ice age, and I knew that they were predicting it when I was a kid, but
yeah, I've corroborated that before.
Only because I told you.
And
I felt like
I've read
only,
that elsewhere.
Okay, I felt like it was only because I had told that to you.
I think Harry Brown mentions it in Why Government Doesn't Work. So, they were writing books, not only were they predicting the Ice Age, but they were writing books called The Cooling, back 30 years ago. In the United States, where weather records have been more reliable than elsewhere, 20th century temperature only went up by 0.3 degrees Celsius. AccuWeather, a worldwide meteorological service, reckons the world temperature rose by 0.45 degrees Celsius. The U.S. National Climate Data Center says 0.5 degrees Celsius. Any advance on 0.5? The UN went for 0.6 degrees Celsius, probably distorted by urban growth near many of the world's fast-disappearing temperature stations. The number of temperature stations around the world peaked at 6,000 in 1970. It's actually fallen by two-thirds to 2,000 now. A real hockey stick curve and an instance of the UN's growing reliance on computer guesswork rather than facts. So, today they actually have less data coming in than they did in 1970. There's just less people measuring temperature. Even a 0.6 degree Celsius temperature rise wasn't enough. So the UN repealed a fundamental physical law. Buried in the subchapter in its 2001 report is a short but revealing section discussing lambda, the crucial factor converting forcings into temperature. The UN said its climate models had found lambda near invariant at 0.5 degrees Celsius per watt of forcing. You don't need computer models to find lambda. Its value is given by a century-old law derived experimentally by a Slovenian professor and proved by his Austrian student, who later committed suicide when his scientific compatriots refused to believe in atoms. The Stefan Boltzmann...
He committed suicide because people didn't believe in atoms?
Yeah, that's really serious about it.
Yeah, apparently it was.
The Stefan Boltzmann law, not mentioned once in the UN's 2001 report, is as central to thermodynamics of climate as Einstein's later equation is to astrophysics. Like Einstein's, it relates energy to the square of the speed of light, but by reference to temperature rather than mass. The bigger the value of lambda, the temperature increase the UN could predict. Using poor Ludwig Boltzmann's law, lambda's true value is just 0.22 to 0.3 degrees Celsius per watt. In 2001, the UN effectively repealed that law, doubling lambda to 0.5 degrees Celsius per watt. They just rewrote the laws of physics, Mark.
They just made numbers up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. So please take any information on so-called global warming with a huge grain of salt. There's a lot of dishonesty going on. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. So if you like that, and you like Free Talk Live, and you want to help support the show on a voluntary basis, then go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn more about how you can help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It's very simple. You send in $3 a month via PayPal subscriptions automatically removed from your PayPal account every month. You don't even have to think about it. Or credit card, secure credit card form, which is also a subscription service as well. So again, it's like you just do it once, you sign up, and forget about it. It's easy. It's just $3 a month. The point is, it sends in to us. We turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. We use that $3 a month to buy industry advertisements. We use it to buy internet advertisements, to get new listeners on board, to get new internet listeners. The industry advertisements go to get new radio stations and thereby new listeners on board. All of this with the express purpose of spreading Free Talk Live and thereby the message of freedom and liberty around the world. So if that's important to you and you want to get your hands on some perks like access to classic archives and the AMP-only phone lines, the AMP-only forum and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. So the Telegraph, London Telegraph, talking about, there's an article in there from a scientist who's done the research and has discovered that the UN has been a little bit dishonest on this whole global warming thing because, well, they have an agenda to push. And so they've changed the laws of physics. They have modified data.
Who better to implement a policy of, world compliance to a set of rules on...
arbitrary rules.
Yeah, whatever rules on how much carbon monoxide your, combustion engines can produce and how many cows you can have per person, mm-hmm. and all this other crap. I can't imagine what else they would do, but the list would not be as short as the two that I just mentioned. But the UN really... right in the position for this. Otherwise, you've got some organization like, WWF, the World Wildlife Foundation, saying, please, 100 and 200 governments of the world, please abide by these rules. And, well, that's not going to go very well.
So, as we've discovered so far, they've shifted data, they've changed the laws of physics, they've removed data completely that was really important, the medieval warming period, and all this, again, we'll post on the BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com. But there's even more, Mark! Even more malfeasance on the part of these bureaucrats. A spate of recent scientific papers gearing up for the UN's fourth report next year. Remember, we were talking, they had the second report in 1996, the third report in 2001, and things shifted dramatically between 96 and 2001. Information they had in 96 disappeared in the 2001 report because it wasn't politically expedient anymore.
Mm.
And so now they're working on a fourth report, and because of this, they're now giving a different reason for the failure of reality to keep up with prediction. Because they make all kinds of predictions about how, the world is coming to an end, and they give you some statistics. Well, it's just not measuring up. The predictions aren't even close to accurate. And so they've got to have an excuse, right? Well, now the oceans, we're told, are acting as a giant heat sink. In these papers, the well-known central flaw is that the computer model's predictions of past ocean temperature changes only approach reality if they're averaged over a depth of at least a mile and a quarter. Deep ocean temperature hasn't changed at all. It's barely above freezing. The models tend to over-predict the warming of the climate relevant surface layer up to threefold. Over-predicting up to threefold. A recent paper by John Lyman of the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association reports that the oceans have cooled sharply in the past 2 years. The computers didn't predict this. Now, if the oceans were acting as a heat sink, then they should be warming.
That you would think.
Sea level.
That's the whole idea of a heat sink. It absorbs the heat.
Exactly, and distributes it. Sea level is scarcely rising faster today than a century ago, an inch every 15 years. Hansen now says that the oceanic flywheel effect gives us extra time to act, so Stern's alarmism is misplaced. Finally, the UN's predictions are founded not only on an exaggerating forcing-to-temperature conversion factor justified neither by observation nor by physical law, but also on an excessive rate of increase in airborne carbon dioxide. The true rate is 0.38% percent year-on-year since records began in 1958. So that's how much it's increasing since 1958, 0.38%.
Doesn't seem like much.
The UN models assume 1% per year, more than 2.5 times too high than the actual numbers.
Huh.
In 2001, the UN used these and other adjustments to predict a 21st century temperature increase of 1.5 to 6 degrees Celsius. Stern suggests up to 10 degrees Celsius. Dick Lindzen emailed me last week to say that constant repetition of wrong numbers doesn't make them right. Removing the UN solecisms and using reasonable data and assumptions, a simple global model shows the temperature will rise by just 0.1 to 1.4 degrees Celsius in the coming century, with a best estimate of 0.6 degrees Celsius, well within the medieval temperature range, and only a fifth of the UN's new central projection. So remember, the medieval temperature, the medieval warming trend went up as high as 3 degrees Celsius above today's temperatures.
Right.
So with the accurate predictions that this guy's talking about, you're looking at a maximum of 1.4 degrees more in the next 100 years, with more likely it to be 0.6 degrees Celsius. So the UN is just way, way out of control.
Doesn't sound like it's going to be terrible.
Why haven't air or sea temperatures turned out as the UN's models predicted they would? Because the science is bad. The consensus is wrong. And Air Professor Ludwig Boltzmann, FRS, was right about energy to temperature, was as right about energy to temperature as he was about atoms. So there. So what global warming? It's all within the natural scale of things. If you look at the history, it's all happened before. And it will go up and it will go down. And that's what has happened. And as he points out, the sun is a much bigger factor than the UN would like to admit.
Well, I don't know whether... I respect everything that's in there. But it seems to me that global warming is either A, not controlled by us, or B, controlled by us. And in either case, there's nothing we can do about it because we are 6 billion people on a planet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to control it with, you know, governments... What's going to happen is the governments are only going to
increase their power.
Yeah, reward their friends, punish their enemies in the process of supposedly cleaning up their acts. And, you know, the people that know the government officials are going to be able to pollute all they want on whatever land they want to do it on. And the people that don't have, you know, so many regulations, it just stifles their business completely.
And so the globe warms. I mean, it doesn't even matter. Look what he talked about, the medieval warming trend, how it was 3 degrees Celsius up. That's like, what, 9 degrees Fahrenheit? That's a significant amount in Fahrenheit. And because there's more degrees per Fahrenheit than there is per Celsius.
Right.
It's a weird transition. But he points out several examples in that article about how, well, it just meant that they could farm in Greenland.
Yeah.
So?
And they did.
So things got a little sweltering down around the equator. Hey,
right.
You know what? What's new?
The Farmer's Almanac from, I think it was the 1300s or something like that, they grew grapes in England. Well, how are they going to grow grapes in England under normal circumstances? You can't.
No way.
But back in the Middle Ages, you could.
800-259-9231. Patrick emails in, hey, I was just browsing through the midterm results of the U.S., and I've been very interested in the Free State Project, and even though I'm a United Kingdom citizen, I consider myself a pretty hardcore libertarian, a fan of Austrian school economics, all in favor of scrapping minimum wage laws, and pretty much any government involvement on drug use, anti-discrimination laws, free speech, education, health roads, etc., etc. My point is, for a state that is supposedly so biased towards self-governance and liberty, what gives with the extremely poor turnout for libertarian representatives? I understand that New Hampshire's existing laws are pretty liberal, but judging by the turnout, as in the classical sense, like pro-freedom, but judging by the turnout for other states, it seems to me that it's one of the least likely states to actually want to strip more laws. So what's the deal with the extremely poor turnout for libertarian representatives? Well, it's the same old deal. Libertarians aren't even, they don't even have ballot access here in New Hampshire because of Republicans and Democrats passing laws that prevents libertarians and other third parties from getting on the ballot. It's a stacked deck against the Libertarian Party, which is why that the tactic of running as a Democrat or a Republican is actually more successful here in New Hampshire.
Right, it's just a label. Who cares if you run as a Democrat or a Republican?
I don't.
No.
If you agree with the small government pledge, and that is you'll sign your name to say that you will reduce the size of government and definitely not grow the size of government, that's good enough for me. I'll vote for you.
I like the I like Bednarik's contract that he signed with the, you know...
Yeah, that's a little long. I don't think most people are going to take the time to read that contract. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And I think that it's easy to understand that one-sentence pledge. I will not support the increase in the size of government, the increase in tax dollars and all of that. He says, also, I'm wondering just how feasible a New Hampshire Free State Project actually taking off will be compared to, say, Switzerland, which has been pretty libertarian-leaning as of late. Is it feasible? Well, yeah. It's certainly feasible. There's over 7,000 members so far. Over 200 people have moved at this point. And we're expecting even more within the next couple years. Things are already happening. The evidence is there. We already elected the first Free Stater this past November.
And 70-something members of the NHLA are in.
What more do you need? More's on the way tomorrow night. Join us in the meantime online at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Are you